Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is, well, someone brought it up during one of our shows over the last week. I believe it was Dan from Ohio. And I started noticing on social media platforms people talking about the fake right. Controlled opposition, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, those that you have been taught to believe are the right. They're not the right in any sense of the word, because if they were, there wouldn't be a left. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. We have been out there for, what, 9-10 days now. And, folks, a lot of people out there, and I want to tell you this. I want to be a voice of encouragement today to those that are taking a stand and not bending the knee to tyranny. 99.999% of the people are not wearing masks. Did you hear what I said? 99.999% of the people, that is not an over-exaggeration. It's probably an underestimation of how few that I seen out of the tens of thousands of people that were there yesterday. I seen probably six people wearing masks out of the entirety of the population at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday. I believe people are just at the point where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We'll see how this rolls out in the days and weeks and months up and coming. But if you want to, friends, we're down at the east end of the Minnesota State Fair. The east end, we're on the second row on the bottom floor. And I'm telling you what, friends, it's been a great year. Sunday was so packed, I couldn't even park anywhere. That's how busy it was. And so if people are thinking, well, is anybody even out anymore? It's like, are you kidding me? Of course they're out. They've been looking to get out for a long time now. If you're not out, why are you not out? Matter of fact, what I have in front of me right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of that page, I have a picture right in front of me of the Minnesota State Fair. This was on Sunday. So, again, we're in the grandstand, the Minnesota State Fair grandstand on the east end. We're the second row in. And, folks, I'm telling you what, there's a lots of folks out in the state of Minnesota getting out and partaking, and they're exercising their God-given rights, to say the least, in so many different ways. So please take the time. If you still have three more days, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the last day. So you got 4 days right now to come down to the Minnesota State Fair. We've had quite a few people already come down. It encourages the crew down there right now. And we just want to tell you thank you very much for taking the time to come down if you're in the state of Minnesota. If not, that's okay too. If you'd like to, you can go over to the store. You can check out what it is that we have to offer. Now, folks, I want to tell you something too as well. We have so much going out right now, and it's encouraging. But I want to say this. When you go to the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a lot of stuff out there. This is all my testimonial gear, comic books, my testimony, free booklets, abortion booklets, One Heart, which is Stephanie's testimonial as well. And we have T-shirts, friends, that are there to spark up conversations. We have dog tags, you name it. We're not making the Lord's house of prayer a den of thieves. We are using everything that we have available concerning our means to get out and reach and seek and save that which is lost. It was the Lord that said, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. That's exactly what this is. Now, this is what I wanted to say, though, to all of this, friends. I appreciate the orders that go out every single day. But I would ask, too, that you would consider supporting the ministry. I'm telling you this for the very purpose that your support keeps us out there. I've shared with you before, this is not a prosperity ministry. This is a black and white ministry, okay, period. There is no gray area. There is no in-betweenites here. Remember, it was Jesus that said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Well, that's been the message since day one. It's very prophetic. And with that said, friends, do consider supporting us and keeping us out there because we do not put a price on the gospel when we go places. And as a matter of fact, we've been invited back to Michigan just this next, and in the next 2 weeks we're going to be going back into Michigan. Every time we go somewhere, friends, we get 4 to 6 invitations to come back out. And if we were to depend upon people to support us while we're out there, we could not do the things that we do, just for the record. So do consider supporting us. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, and become a son or a daughter of liberty, and do consider, friends, the source and the sense of what we have been doing for the last 23 years. If you want to see the fruit in the basket of this ministry, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can hear from others that have partook of the message, and I can guarantee you right now they found their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, 1 Corinthians 2:5 and 1 Corinthians 4:20. So with that said, friends, again, we've got so much to cover here, and if you want to call in at any time, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, ever since day one, when I first got into the church, this is 23 years ago, I remember Columbine took place, April 20th, 1999, Adolf Hitler's birthday. And I remember when I seen what took place there, I noticed that everybody was running from the schools rather than to the schools. And I knew that there was something wrong with that because these are our kids. These kids do not belong to the state. The state has no children. And as I say, as usual, friends, the federal government has no business violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights and indoctrinating our young people. So I wanted to go in, show the young people where they came from so they knew where that they were going. And that is the issue that we're having in our country today. They don't know their history. And what's happening, they're being destroyed. That's why they don't know where they're going. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. Now, I also thought that I was going to get the support from the church. But I noticed that when I got into the high schools, all of a sudden, I was ostracized for doing what it is that they did nothing about. These people did nothing but tell you about the problems in public schools, tell you about the problems in government, tell you about the problems about this, that, and the other thing. But my ministry didn't know that we couldn't get the job done, and we just went right in and dealt with the issues because we wanted to see and bring about the resolve. Well, I noticed that with the church, and then once I got it over to the Tea Parties, I also noticed the same thing over there with those that are caught up into politics. I'll hit on this in just a moment, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, I want to say this again just to reiterate the point. Over the last week, I believe it was Dan, our friend from Ohio, that called in, and he was talking about the conservatives of the day. I believe it was Dan. If I'm not, I can stand corrected. But still, it sparked thought within me. And I continuously go back and forth at this because these people really bother me. Let me say it again. During the first segment, I highlighted the fact that when I first got into the church, okay, and I went out into the high schools, I noticed that them that professed to be Christians now became my opposition. It wasn't so much, friends, the mainstream media doing their thing. No, they do what they do because that's who they are. They're reprobates. The fact of the matter is it was the professed Christians that were attacking my ministry more than anybody. And why? Because we were doing only what they talked about. And there's a big difference because action speaks a lot louder than words. Well, we got switched over from KKMS, Salem Communication in Minneapolis. We were there for about 13 years. And then the station manager asked me to come over to 1280 AM. That was called The Patriot on KKMS. And it was a different kind of a brand. It was not just Christian content. We were over there for a while. And then we jumped over per his request. And then once we start getting into the tea parties across the country, it's interesting, friends, that we became a Tea Party favorite instantaneously. Why? Because we were giving them answers that the conservatives of the day only talked around. Rhetorical talk, circular reasoning, you know, the dog that chases his tail and he never gets a hold of it. Well, they were sick of that. But I also noticed that many of the people in the tea parties were a part of the problem too. And then I thought, when I was reading through scriptures, the Holy Ghost quickened me because he's a quickening spirit. In Mark 8:15, he said, and he charged them saying, take heed. That means pay careful attention. Beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the religious hypocrites.
hypocrites, the Pharisees. Beware of the leaven, the doctrines and the leaven of that of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine in the governments. Okay, so everything started to make sense to me right away, and it's like, wait a second, I'm seeing this front on both ends. And then I noticed in that of John 19:15, those that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Jesus, guess who they were? They were the religious hypocrites, and they were also them of the Herodians. So when Jesus said beware of them, he meant beware of them. Now, when I started to talk about this just last week, just for a moment, I just tipped into it for just a couple minutes, I had some wise guy say to me, well, you know, the Bible says that, you know, if they're for us and they're not against us, then just let it be. And I say that, you know what, that's true. Jesus did say that in Mark 9:40. He said, as a matter of fact, for he that is not against us is on our part. That's true. But the problem I have is when men follow their favorite preachers in the church, right? And I have a problem with men when they follow their favorite politicians in government. Okay? And it's our job as preachers and as Christians to point to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. Okay? So it's not for us to just say, just let it go. No, it's for us to bring about correction, reproof, and instructions in righteousness and point our finger to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to me but by the Father, to the Father, but by me, he said, in John 14:6. And it's Jesus that makes men free, John 8:32. It's not, again, enough for just people to end up in the ditch, because remember, it was also Jesus that said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Well, it's not for me to look at my brothers in the ditch and call it love and just walk by them. It's my job to get them back on the straight in the narrow, as to what it teaches us in Matthew 7. And that is love, friends. That is love. It's not enough to just see them sitting there impotent and stuck in the ditch. It's enough for me to turn around and say, hey, listen, I am an ambassador sent on your behalf. On the behalf of the Father for you. And I want you to know that this is the Christ. This is who you're supposed to follow. And you need to get your eyes off of your favorite preacher. And you need to get your eyes off of your favorite politician. Because if you look at the history of America, our forefathers didn't go to either. They went to the Christ, and the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Okay, so we're that far. I want to show you, and I'm going to get to some video audio too as well, but I want you to see this, friends, because I get these all day long. I literally get 200 to 300 emails a day. That has nothing to do with social media platform messages. That has nothing to do with text. I'm talking about just emails. I just dumped 536 of them this morning, okay? And I want to show you what I get from today's conservatives, okay? Let's spend some time over there, because I want to show you that they are a major part of the problem in this country. So this is what I get right before the show, ironically. And what is it? Well, it's none other than an appeal from that of Jim Jordan, okay, for Congress. Notice what he does. Now, does he make reference to the law in condemning the crimes of Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48? Absolutely not. What does he do? He highlights the crimes of Joe Biden. Look what he said. Friend, Joe Biden failed our nation in Afghanistan with his disastrous exit and the fall of Kabul. Okay? This is the best that you have, America. Now he's working with the leftist media to hide the truth and avoid responsibility. Can I ask you a question? Is Jim Jordan in government? Yes, he is. Is it his job, and did he swear to God and man with his hand on the Bible that he would uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution? Yes, he did. Did you see any reference to God or the enumerated laws found within the Constitution in condemning the treasonous acts and the crimes of the illegitimate and disgraceful Joe Biden? Did he? Absolutely not. No, he did not. Okay? So there's Jim Jordan. And by the way, he's embroiled in scandal concerning sexual misconduct. with some of the wrestlers that were a part of the state college that he was a part of. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. And then here's another one. So this is the best that you've got. I get this from Marco Rubio. This was yesterday at 3 o'clock I got this. Okay, he said, friend, I can't believe this. This is the conservative of the day. It's Marco. I missed my end of the month goal. Again, I hate to bother you, but I promise this is important. My race will determine control of the Senate and the fate of Trump's legacy. Really, Trump's legacy. He said, I'm pleading with you. Give $18 to retake the Senate. Can I ask you something, friends? How many times have they had the Senate? How many times have they had the majority, as they call it, and they failed to test every single time? How many times has Jim Jordan failed to prosecute? How many times, and I'm not talking about the executive branch of government, but I'm talking about drawing up the articles of impeachment and prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. He hasn't. What about Marco Rubio? Okay, why is it just I'm begging for more money now? I want to go back to the next one that I got. I kid you negative. This is how I got it. Here's another one from Joe Biden. Okay? And what is it? It's another email, and this is the conservatives of the day. This is the best that you've got, highlighting the crimes of treasonous Joe Biden. Okay? Then guess what I get? Just minutes before that, another one from Joe Biden, sponsored message, Jim Jordan for Congress. What does he say? Joe Biden failed our nation. What is he talking about? He's talking about signing a petition and adding your name. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. This is the best that you have. This is what you've been taught to put up with, Americans, to do nothing but allow what you call the right to highlight the crimes of what they want you to believe is a left. And again, making reference to what they call a left are those that are acting outside of their scope of authority. That means they're outlaws. That means they're criminals, and they must lawfully be prosecuted. By who? By the very ones that are doing nothing short of highlighting the crimes of those that they're complaining about. Does this not show you that they're both two sides of the same coin, friends? Because guess what? They are. Here, let me show you another one. This is what the American people put up with. This is what bothers me about what you believe is the right in this country. Put that up against Matthew 5:13. Well, what am I talking about? Well, here's another one. Here's one that's been put up as a hero to the party, the Republican Party, unconstitutional though it is. What is it? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember, she's the one that got famous for wearing the mask that said this mask is just as useless as Joe Biden? Well, what is she doing? This is what she said. Patriot, I've made clear to my Republican colleagues in Congress, if you betray the America First agenda and vote for Nancy Pelosi's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill or her $3.5 trillion budget, let me just stop there. Hey, folks, again, these controlled operators, okay, that have handlers that are doing what they're told to do to continuously drive a wedge to divide the American people. Do you really believe anybody voted for Nancy Pelosi? Then why would Marjorie Taylor Greene suggest that we have? The DFL booth at the Minnesota State Fair alone, the DFL booth, you know, the left, the Democrats, do you know that there's two people there? And you're going to tell me that these people were voted in by the American people? Hey, folks, this is ridiculous. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials are asking the White House to push back the start of a planned COVID-19 booster campaign, at least for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. President Biden is in New Orleans, where he will assess the devastating impact of Hurricane Ida. His trip will include a briefing from local leaders. The president will also visit affected neighborhoods in La Paz before getting an aerial tour of other hard-hit regions of the city. He will end the day by holding a private meeting with community leaders in New Orleans. Before heading off to New Orleans, the president tried to put a positive spin on the latest monthly jobs report.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working.
The economy adding 235,000 jobs last month, well below expectations. USA Radio News. More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
Former President Trump is endorsing Herschel Walker in Georgia's U.S. Senate race. He officially backed the former Georgia Bulldog on Thursday, saying Walker embodies America first. Walker is looking to defeat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. This gets my dander up to say the least. When Jesus said, beware of the religious hypocrites, and he said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine in government, he meant just that. He said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. This is why there's never any resolve, because the American people are looking for someone else in the church and in the state to do for them that which God has commanded them to do. Okay? This is why America is in the position that they're in today. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Challenge me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms? Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also subscribe to our live feed on Rumble and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, I want to get back to this. I wanted to say this, too, because these people are controlled opposition. There's no question about it. Notice how when Marjorie Taylor Greene came into the picture, do you remember that of Albert Pike, the head of the Masons? He said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. It's exactly what happens right on cue. And what are they appointed for? To divert the people away from actually bringing about justice that guards our liberties. What do they do? Well, if you pay attention to what they're doing, they're doing everything but what they should be doing in upholding the law against the crimes of those that they are magnifying. Boyfriends, just get a hold of that. Put that up against Isaiah 51 verse 4. If you don't want to, you can go ahead and check out Isaiah 59, and that will explain to you why we are where we're at today in America. But again, let me go over back over to Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? Appointed just in time
to put the American people, namely the conservative Christians, a lack thereof, put that up against Matthew 5:13 again, okay? Put there just in time to put everybody back to sleep, because if anybody's going to do it now, Marjorie's going to take care of it for us. Nope, she's a part of the problem. She is controlled opposition. So is Rand Paul. So is Ted Cruz. So is Marco Rubio. So is Jim Jordan. So is Trey Gowdy. So is ISA. Daryl Issa. Same thing with Jason Chaffetz. Folks, those that have been put up as being the best that you have are controlled opposition. If anybody wants to challenge me on that, I just lay this to your candor before you call in. 1-866-582-9933. Where's the justice that guards our liberty? Where's the justice that guards our liberty? Oh, and by the way, during the break, I was checking out Jim Jordan, and I wanted to see what his salary was. Okay? Because with every one of these pleas, friends, guess what? They're begging for money. I'm going to show you that in just a moment. And then I'm going to bring you over to the spin doctors concerning the conservative talking heads, the best that you have. And you'll understand that they are two sides of the same coin, with corrupt politicians and those that are continuously fueling the narrative. They're serving their sponsors to make millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that tolerate them. But going back to Jim Jordan, did you know that he's under scrutiny for nearly $3 million in unreported campaign funds? And guess what he's doing on these little pleas here, friends? He just sent me another one right during the last break. Guess what they're begging for? Well, they say sign, go ahead and sign the petition, but what they don't tell you is they're actually begging for money, just like Marco Rubio did. He blatantly did it. And by the way, same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's doing the same thing. I'll show that to you in a moment. And I also wanted to know, what exactly is their salary? It's interesting. The salary is $176,000 every year. But it's interesting how they go in to serve we the people, really serving themselves is what they're doing. But what they do is they lead you on to believe that they're serving you, when in fact you find out they go in broke, and within a year to 3 years, they're millionaires. Does that tell you who they're serving? Do you see why Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees? That's right. That's right. And I'm not saying that every once in a while they don't do good things. I'm not saying that. And I am definitely not trying to put their light out. Nope. They're diminishing their own light all on their own as I expose their fruit. They're doing it to themselves. I'm not doing it to them. Okay? Put that up against Ephesians 5:11 when you get a moment. Let me go back to Marjorie. She said, I've made clear to my Republican colleagues in Congress. And then she suggests that Nancy Pelosi, if you betray America First agenda, right? So she just got you on the defensive right away. Like, if you even dare vote for Nancy Pelosi, are you kidding me? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of these clowns in the circus of politics, it's voter fraud, friends. I just got done telling you during the last break that the DFL booth in the state of Minnesota, two people. There was two people there. See, they've been playing off to the spin doctors and the useful idiots in the mainstream media trying to get you to believe that everything is divided. No, there is no support for these people, friends. This is clear voter fraud, period. Nobody can deny it today. Nobody can deny that today. Nobody can. To suggest people are going to vote for a Nancy Pelosi, to suggest that there's people in this country that want to destroy their own freedoms is ludicrous. And I'm not saying that there's not some people that are that ignorant, but I am saying, friends, they are not giving and showing up in the numbers that the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're showing up in. So why would Marjorie Taylor Greene start off her letter like that? Because, let me just show you right back down to the line, because she's going right for the throat. That's all I have to do is just, she asks for a signature, and guess what she pulls up when you go to that signature, friends? $17.76, $25, $50, $100, $250, $1,000, whatever gets done. Here, I'm here to tell you, friends, money is not the answer. Though it answers all matters, also keep in mind, the love of money is the root of all evil. And these people love money, and they have sold you out. And if not, then show me otherwise. Show me the fruit. Matthew 7:16. Because that's how we are to judge them. How do they come? Do they come with a fork in their hand and a big red tail and horns sticking out of their head? Nope. The Lord told us that they would do just the exact opposite. They would come as an angel of the light, as if they're there to help the people. No, they're not. No, they're not. And the fruit proves the point. That's all these, the best that you have conservatives of the day do, friends, is highlight the crimes of the bad guys in government. And if they're not prosecuting them, that means they're a part of the problem. It's pro wrestling at its very worst, to say the least, friends. To say the least. Give me a break. Folks, the best that you have, but this is what they want you to believe. Here, I got another one here for you. Let's go over to the spin doctors really quick. And I want you to see this one because I brought up Ben Shapiro. I'm going to show you some video of him. He's an antichrist. He feeds on the Talmud. And he's a smart guy. We've had him on the radio show. I'm not cutting him down. I'm exposing the fruit on his branches. If he gets angry with me over that, that's fine. He can do that. But wait until you hear what he has to say. I had someone the other day when we were talking about this, in just a short amount of time that we even talked about it, Candace Owens' name came up. And it's funny how Candace Owens, now it's become a fashion show for her. It's interesting, friends, that she's called into these congressional hearings, and yet when you do a little bio search on her, what makes her any different than anybody else? Well, I can tell you, she's feeding the narrative of divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. This is controlled opposition, okay? Now, I'm not saying Candace isn't cool. She probably is. But she better understand what she's feeding into, because she is being used to divide the American people, okay? The Constitution was given unto us by our forefathers not to divide us, but to unite us under God. And these people are sitting there playing the right-left card. Everything that comes out of their mouth fuels that narrative to divide the people. It pits people against each other. Listen to what she says here. This is Candace Owens. This is the best that you've got. What the left fears more than anything. Wait a minute. Candace, just do me a favor and answer the question. Who's the left? Can anybody answer the question, please? This is common sense. This is elementary. Who's the left? We're a constitutional republic ruled by the right, not the left. What is she doing? She's magnifying the crimes of the bad guy. You know what? I continuously reiterate the point that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Are you listening, America? Are you paying attention that we're ruled by law? And let me tell you this. There is no Republican Party constitutionally. There is no Democratic Party constitutionally. Do you see why, friends? The Lord said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God, because it's a plow. Because there's very few that have that plow, that are paving the way to expose these people for who they are and what they are. And I'm here to tell you that they're controlled opposition, nothing more and nothing less. Here, let me go over to a guy that everybody talks about. Now, I'm not saying Glenn Beck is not a cool guy. I've talked to him a couple times. His doctrine, theology, is predicated on some weird stuff. So if you want to know why he gets goofy every once in a while, this explains it. If it's not predicated on the presupposition that God is, and you hold to the word of God, and you get weird, and you're a part of a cult, this explains some of the weirdoisms. And again, I'm not capping on him. This is just what he's a part of. Now, let me go over to this really quick. Let me just show you. And I'm not going to play any audio. I'm just going to play the video really quick. And this is none other than Glenn Beck highlighting the crimes of our government. This is the best that you have. He says the U.S. leaders are responsible for the Afghanistan disaster. Okay. Well, we also know that the CIA is actually arming the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and we've known this for a long, 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 long time. But what do we have here in America? We have these spin doctors that do nothing, just like the corrupt politicians, which are in fact controlled opposition, and so are guys like Glenn Beck. and the best that you have on the right. What are they doing? They're magnifying the crimes of those that they should be lawfully dealing with. Is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. More to come.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I got much to cover. I want to play some more audio video for you. If you want to call in, please do. Don't need you taking shots at me on social media platforms. Why don't you man up and go ahead and teach everybody what it is that I don't know. I'd appreciate it if you would do that. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are in a fight. We are in a war. For those that have still not caught on to the fact that we're in a war, well, you better get your armor on. Ephesians starting in chapter 6, verse 12, in get ready, friends, because, again, we are in a war, and we don't need a bunch of capitulators and spineless individuals, and even furthermore, taking it a step further, allowing controlled opposition to lead us right into the ditch and keep us there. Okay? We need to know what the Word of God says. Do you know that the Word says in John 3:34, by the way? It says this, "For whom God hath senteth, speak the words of God. For God not giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." Isn't it interesting that God, for whom God sends, speaks the Word of God? You know, all these people that I'm highlighting right now, they call themselves Christians. I don't hear the Word of God. I don't hear the Mosaic Institution, the Torah, the Decalogue. I don't hear that come up in their conversations to preserve our constitutional republic. I don't see that. I don't hear that. But yet they call themselves Christians. And don't tell me about how an apostle and a prophet and a teacher, an evangelist, pastor, Ephesians 4:11, they all do different things. Yes, they do. But their end aim is all the same. Their objective is to point the finger at the Christ. Okay?
who makes men free, John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read it when you get a moment. I want you to see this one. This is controlled opposition. I want to go over, and again, I'm not diminishing their light. They're doing this all on their own. They're feeling a narrative that is unconstitutional. And again, I want people to understand that they're the ones doing it. And the problem is the American people are allowing them to set the narrative. If it's not what they call the left setting the narrative, well, guess what? They're setting the same narrative, just with different words. Again, if they claim to be the right, then where's the right? They're the folks, the left is the fruit of what these people call themselves as the right. That's who they are. They're a bunch of weaklings. As one of my friends said in social media platforms, what are they? They're the fake right. You ready for this? This is a Christian nation. We all know that. If you don't like that, leave it. See ya. Bye. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the Lord, don't let the door hit ya or the good Lord split ya. Okay? Get a one-way ticket to your nation of choice, and we'll see you later. That's who we are. If you know anything about our history, you know without a shadow of a doubt that's who we are. The Lord's fingerprints are all over this country. Well, according to Mr. Smarty Pants here, Ben Shapiro, I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you. This is offensive, at least it is to me. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, I trust that you'll be as offended as I am for what he has to say. But this is the smart guy that so many people esteem in the place of Christ, because I'd rather hear him rather than the words of Christ, which would condemn many things that he says and does not do through inaction. You ready for this? This is Ben Shapiro on Joe Rogan's show. Keep in mind, Joey likes to sit there with a big bottle of whiskey, and then he does his little interviews. It's amazing to me how the world loves its own. I got to say this, folks. You really, truly sicken me. If you're a lover of holiness, you'll be sick of man. And I'm here to tell you, I am sick of man, though I love man big time. Check this out.
Point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ.
Right.
There you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet. And,
right. No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. Just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're not into miracle stories. No.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right? No? They're ones in the
God
Old Testament.
Ones?
Yeah, you've got Moses splitting the sea and all that.
What do you think happened there?
What do I think happened there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with the Maimonidean explanation that it says in the Bible there was a strong east wind. So there's a naturalistic explanation for a physical phenomenon.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Apparently,
Ben Shapiro thinks he knows more than the Most High God. Isn't it interesting that the Bible says you're supposed to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God? As I said, apparently Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. How shameful. You know, the Bible says in John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received them not. That's what you're seeing here. I want to say this to Ben. Wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of the man who has yielded up his heart to folly. And that's exactly what he's done. It's exactly what he's done. And again, it's shameful conduct. Here's another one for you. What about Rush Limbaugh? I know his brother. Had him on the radio show several times. Super cool guy. Not capping on Rush, just again pointing at the four fruit inspectors, friends. That's what we're doing here. But before he passed away, you know, Rush Limbaugh, he called himself a Christian. And this is the best that you have, okay? He was married four times. Four times. And divorced three times. Rush might have wanted to take the time to read Scripture in Matthew 5:32, and it's amazing how people overlook this Scripture. I want you to listen carefully. Adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Okay? And adulteresses mean that when you're married for good. Okay? Not when you're sick and tired of it and it just doesn't work out anymore. No, you promised to God in a covenant that you would remain hers and she would remain vice versa. He, hers, her, his. Okay? At Rush's wedding, I don't know if you know this or not, Rush Limbaugh hired
a sodomite, Elton John, who's married to a man who also adopted a baby, to play for $1 million. So while you're supporting Rush's sponsors while he was alive, he was taking that money and supporting the sodomite agenda. Wow! This is insane. I mean, these conservative talking heads are nothing but mere inquiry minds need to know. Let me tell you another one. Mark Levin. Okay, again, I'm not capping on him. Just a fruit inspector who spent his show opener just last week with many reasons for praising the current administration. Of course, this was under Donald Trump, who told you one thing and did just the exact opposite. Love to get old Donnie on the radio show here. Folks, I'm the plague to these people. Because these people know the conservatives of the day and the religious hypocrites of the day. They know what I'm saying is true. That's why they avoid me like the plague. Here's like this. Why are men so opposed to the Word of God? Well, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. See? And read John 15. Because it all makes sense. But here again, friends, what do we have? We have all the conservatives of the day being put up as heroes to the people that should know better. And what do they do? I'm just asking the question. I seriously want to know, in all sincerity, what is it that these people have brought you to? They brought you to the ditch time and time and time again. Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, if I was them and I'm in the same position on different networks, and we have 153 affiliates across the country, I'm doing my job. I'm trying to work myself out of a job because you need to pick up the baton and you need to do something with the information that I'm giving you right now. The truth makes men free, not the compromise. And what are these men? They're compromisers. You all know what compromise is, right, friends? These men compromise the truth because they're a bunch of diplomatic magicians. And what is diplomacy, said Ben Franklin? Seduction in another guise. And what is it defined concerning compromise? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Isn't it interesting how the right and the left do nothing but gossip like a bunch of bratty kids in high school? Right? Oh, but the teacher comes in and says, you know, we need to just kind of agree to disagree. No, not with the Word of God. No way. Not with the U.S. Constitution. No way. We're not going to gut the pith and marrow out of the Word of God and out of the U.S. Constitution because you want to compromise and you want to fraternize with the enemies. That's what they've been teaching people in this country far too long. Let me ask you one more question before the end of the show. Is what these fake rights call themselves, as they call themselves the right, do they mean what they say, or who means more of what they say when they call out the crimes of the left? Are things getting better in this country, or are they getting worse? Isn't it interesting that what they call the left, these criminals, have more of a witness than what you have been desensitized into believing is your right? They are a bunch of listen to me carefully. This is controlled opposition. This is why their YouTube channels are still up, unimpeded, unobstructed. This is why their Twitter channels are still up. This is why they're not banned, because they're driving the narrative the same direction, the fake right is, as what you call the left today. There is no opposition. Who's winning the day, friends? The good or the bad? And I want to remind you, friends, as Edmund Burke said, if evil prevails because good men do nothing, I'm here to tell you, friends, good men do not allow or tolerate evil to prevail. So let's get this right. Christ is good. Man is not without him.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.